ಶುಗೌರಕರುಣಾಶಕ್ತ ನಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮೂರ್ತೇ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಿ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ವಿರುದ್ಧ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಧಂತ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಭ್ರಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಳೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀ ದೀನಾನಿಧಿ ವಂಶಾ ಕಲ್ಪತರೂಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಸುತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಬದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರ. This Guru Puja system, of course Guru Puja is eternal, but the system was introduced by our Swami Maharaj. Now after him also people continue the same due to their regard towards the Guru. I can declare that the beloved sevaka of Swami Maharaj, because in 1971, when we requested Maharaj to come and open up a new temple on the banks of Godavari, he Maharaj obliged. And he came with nine of his sannyasis to Rajamandri. There he was. 7 days. And now he has blessed me. And I am not eligible to sit on the Guru Puja's asana. His blessings, I am at his feet. He will never consider it an offense. On the other hand, he will be very much pleased, because all of my activities was very much pleased by him. When he came again in
72,
I, and after staying there for 20 days with 20 members,
and
while returning he said, you should come go over foundation laying ceremony at Sridham Mayapur.
He
took with him four of us. There we celebrated all the functions and the foundation ceremony. I went into the pit. There he could not able to come, and I performed, and he was very glad that it was done satisfactorily. And then he said, we must have a feast. Then I said, yes, you should have it. But now, don't send anybody to invite all the Swamijis there. You should go. But has accepted my proposal. Yes, I will. When they return, the result was glorious because all the invitees he gave the cloth, 5 rupees and Krishna book.
Tutti gli invitati ricevettero un libro di Krishna e 5 rupee in regalo.
And now we are at his feet.
Noi siamo ai suoi piedi,
Lotus feet.
I piedi di loto di Bhakti
Vedanta. The glories of Guru.
Le glorie del Guru.
Already mentioned, every day we read the glories of Guru and Gauranga. Without their blessings, we cannot proceed in the spiritual path. Narottam Thakur says, Guru without Guru's service, who want to serve the Lord Gauranga, he says, no. Guru chadi Gauranga bhaje se papi narake madhe. One who gives up the Guru's service the service of Gauranga,
he
is a papi.
He is a sinner.
He cannot come to Vaikuntha or Goloka. He will be in the cell. Naraka. Where he has to suffer. So, Guru Puja is essential, but the institution is indebted to Guru. Otherwise, how can you all, so many people, come here nightly, offer your prayers to the Lord and as well as the Guru Puja you do? The last 2 days, I could not find any happy scenery.
Ho potuto trovare uno scenario felice.
Today I'm very much satisfied.
Oggi Guru Maharaj è molto soddisfatto. Signor Guru Maharaj, chi?
Still there are few people who could not be able to attend the function. Yes, from the beginning my request to all is that all of you unitedly preach the glories of the Lord, glories of the Guru, and glories of Gauranga. If you are not united and scattered,
pronti a scattare.
One another. Thereby you cannot receive the blessings of Guru and Gauranga and Radha Govinda. All of you must be told, Mahaprabhu says, Sunatmapi Sunichena. Sarorapi Sahishna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahali. You must repeat the Namam daily. You must be observing as a humbler person, a humbler guest, a grass. You must be humbler than a grass.
And
you should have the tolerance of a tree. Though you cut the tree, he never thinks that you are the enemy of the tree.
He
invites you to do that. And then మృణాల్ క్షణించ తరోర పైసాయిష్ణు అమానినా గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ ఈగో దట్ ఐ అండ్ మైన్ అండ్ సరెండర్ అండ్ గివ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు ఆల్ యూ షుడ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆల్ మహాప్రభు ఆర్డర్ బట్ వితౌట్ దట్ దెన్ వీ స్టార్ట్ సంకీర్తన్ ఆర్ భజన్ దేర్ హీ సేస్ అండ్ ఓయస్ నిజేస్ యస్ యూ కెన్ డూ దట్ వట్ ఈస్ దట్ సచ్ శ్లోక దట్ శ్లోక అవ శిక్షాస్త నౌ వట్ ఈస్ దట్ నామ అబౌట్ నామ చేతోదర్పణ మార్జనం భవ మహాగవాగ్ని నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయ కైరవ చంద్రికా వితరణం విద్యావధూ జీవనం ఆనందం బుధివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణామృత సాధనం సర్వాత్మ స్నపనం పరం విజయ తెలుసు కృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం వ్యతికేతి ఆ కృష్ణ కీర్తన హోమ మైండ్ ఇస్ నాట్ clean,
la mente non è pulita,
like a mirror,
è uno specchio.
If the mirror is clean, you see any face, very, very
possiamo clean. Vedere il nostro viso, il
nostro so, we must go,
dobbiamo fare,
we are with an unclean mind,
abbiamo una mente sporca,
we do bhajan, but that we have got the faith,
se abbiamo fede,
then,
allora,
easily and quickly
facilmente, velocemente
the mind will be clear,
la mente verrà,
it will be refined,
pulita,
by uttering namam,
con la ripetizione
so,
del nama.
You need not be discouraged,
dovete essere
saying
coraggiati.
Very difficult to repeat namam, thereby immediately we cannot get ten. No, no, you have got the faith.
No, no, dobbiamo
so you are in a uncleaned
coloro che sono in uno stato
situation,
okay,
yet,
non pulito.
Your future
nel nostro tempo,
will be clean,
futuro dobbiamo diventare puliti.
And you will definitely march
e definitivamente
towards,
marceremo
towards Goloka.
Verso Goloka.
So now,
adesso,
whether we are clean or not, our mind is clean or not, we have to repeat namam. And the namam will make your mind clean. As a reflection of the Lord you can have. So, always we must repeat namam. Because the only way to march
per marciare
towards Goloka
verso Goloka
is only Namakirtan.
Solo Namakirtan.
Repeat Namakirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You should loudly speak. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Repeat loudly, the Lord will hear. Will embrace you, will destroy anything disturbed. He will destroy the uncleanness of the mind and make it clean, make it purified, and that purified mirror, you will see your face, very clean. Now, Mahaprabhu has introduced this Nama Kirtan. And Swami Maharaj, he came to this foreign country and Europe and America. All these places are purified by repeating Nama.
But
day to day they are losing their faith, so they are going back. So if we continue the Nama Sankirtan
as
told by our beloved Maharaj, then we will be suffering. The one who teaches us the Nama Sankirtan will never. So we must do Nama
Sankirtan.
And all sorts of decisions will come to through this material and unclean mind that will never remain, that will be
immediately.
It will be away. It will be cleared. And we will be happy. So, all of us, Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan, go to Sankirtan. What is the meaning of Sankirtan? Sankirtan is, one is that all people unitedly, with their common aim, they should repeat Nama. If the aims differ, then the result also will differ. So, we must have a common aim. What is that common aim? That common aim is, let me do Sankirtan always. The result of Sankirtan is result. Sankirtan only. Kirtan for Kirtan. Service for service. Whatever we do now as service of the Lord, that service we want always, not only in this birth. If I can have more births, hundreds births, thousands births, we are not going to stop birth. We want only, let us forget the material success. Let us forget the material enjoyment. Let us forget the temporary welcome. No, we want eternal. We are eternal. We are not bodies. I say, I am. Who are you? I am this body. Not I am. As long as I have got the life, I will reply.
Then
I cannot reply to it. So, eternally I am. I have no birth, no death. This body has birth, body has death. This body was born and it will die. But not I. That is guiding. As long as the Atma, the soul is in this body, then the movements I see physically, mentally, and we see movements. And when it goes away, no movement, it will become dull. The body will be buried. So it is not eternal. Due to this body, I am misusing the meaning of Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu says, Janadekha Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Amar Ajnaya Guru Haya Tarayidesh. To whomever you come across, you teach them Harinama, Harikirtan. By teaching Harikirtan, you may be a Siksha Guru to all, yes. But that you should not preserve in your mind that I am only what vritta vritta paricharaka vritta vritta vrittascha vritta jinam smaralokanatha. O Jagannatha, O Lokanatha, please consider me as your eternal servant. I am the eternal servant. And I want to be the eternal servant. Until now I am doing your service. And after this body also let me do your service. That is what a devotee or a Vaishnava or a sadhu want. No problem. One article you want. You want to emperor. Another person also wants the same emperor position, same throne. So there is fight between the two. If the two say, no, we don't want to fight. We want your service. Not this emperorship. It's only to enjoy, only to serve you. So many people may demand the same thing from the Lord, yes. For so many things Lord will give them. But it is not the real truth, or real happiness, or real thing they get. Only they want, just like a boy crying, and he wants this, he wants that. Yes, it was given. Then he wants the moon. Then he will be satisfied by the argument of the mother. Mother says, no, you cannot get that. You cannot get the moon, my dear boy or my dear girl. Or you cannot get. Don't ask him. Then he keeps quiet. Like that, the Lord is there. Though I am misguided, though I want many things to enjoy, but real truth doesn't I want. That my beloved Lord says, boy, if you want that, I will give you, but you cannot be happy. So he gives one birth, and in that birth, 40 or 50 or 60 or 100 years, he enjoyed the happiness, but actually no happiness, only suffering. Only suffering. So these great saints, they say, all of us should not crave for material profit. This body is material. It is material. It was born so much. But Atma Bha, that Atma, that the Jivatma which is inside it, it never burns. Then it is always with it. And it will be born when it gets the form, material form. And that material form, if it grows, now it is 6 feet high, proud. Now his activities will be recognized. If he does the service of the Lord without claiming any material benefit, then it will be given to him. And then people will realize, yes, he is a devotee. So, desiring all material benefits, we have to spend one life, two lives, and three lives, four lives. And after that, by the grace of the Lord, we could get this life through which we could come across the bona fide sadhus. And the sadhu doesn't help material. It will help, he will help you only spiritual. What is that spiritual help? Bhakti, devotion. Through the throw the blessing of sadhu, guru and sadhu, one will be eligible to beg for the same bhakti or service. It is the Lord who must guide him always. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam mruga. Arjuna, give up all the religions, so-called religions, so-called dharmas, to surrender to me, then I will teach you about the surrender and the benefit of surrender, then I will teach you. Then you will follow my advice and proceed. So, about aim also, serving here for many years, we should not give up the service of the Lord, and we must do the service of the Lord. Any enjoyment which is the against of the service, that should be given up. We don't want enjoyment. Lord, I am your eternal servant. I want to serve you eternally. Now, if I do your service eternally, what more? I don't want anything more. But without that, I may be demanding so many. Today one thing, tomorrow another thing, like an ignorant child. We all are ignorant child, the deluding Maya is only disturbing us. Maya says, you take this. He doesn't want anything. In boyhood, they give. They show the boy one gold and one rogi and one copper and one a book or a stick. They want to test what the boy wants. And all were placed before him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never accepted anything. He touched only an old Bhagavatam. He touched it. Because he likes Bhagavata. He is a Bhagavata. He wants to spread Bhagavata throughout the world. He said, I want this. But naturally, they taste of the boys for paisa, for rupee. If you keep all things, valuable things, the boy will never touch it. He will touch only that coin, golden coin, golden coin. He wants armor. But Mahaprabhu never. He touched the old book, Bhagavata, written.
Thank you, Bhagavatam.
Written. And then his father and all the inmates of that village, they saw, yes, in future he will be a great Bhagavata, or a devotee. Yes, he became a devotee. He at the age of 24, he took sannyas. So this is, all our scriptures never allow us to take sannyas at the age of 24. 24 is the age for a brahmachari. Brahmacharyasram, it is called brahmacharyasram. And after that, grihastasram. After that, vanaprasthasram. And after the sannyas at 60 years, but Mahaprabhu will go away at 48. He will never survive here for 60 years. So he took early sannyas. Many of the people to look at it and attack him. They all came to the place where Mahaprabhu was to take sannyas. They all repeatedly asked, who will give sannyas to this boy?
He's
24. How can you give sannyas?
And
no scripture allows you to do that. This revolver who has to come save Mahaprabhu, hair is so beautiful
that
he touched that razor, that he could not save. It fell down. When it fell down, Mahaprabhu got up. And at 5 p.m. do this function. Not only at 5 o'clock, he could save completely. Because he was weeping. He was weeping. How can I attach my razor to so the beautiful head and beautiful hair? I have never seen. Yet Mahaprabhu.
Ancora Mahaprabhu.
Yes, took sannyas.
Prese sannyas.
And went away.
Andò via.
The day while he was going to take sannyas, mother was sitting at the gate.
Prende sannyasi. La madre stava seduta sulla soglia di casa.
And weeping.
E piangeva, piangeva.
Mother could not say anything to
her. La madre non riusciva a dire niente a Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu went round him.
Mahaprabhu andò intorno a lui.
And the feet of mother. And he said, mother, please excuse me. I am an ignorant child. I have to take sannyas. It was so happened
that
I will take sannyas. I cannot stay in a home. I must go away from my home. And where shall I stay? Order me.
Dammi un ordine.
I will follow your order.
Servirò tuo ordine.
The mother said.
La madre disse.
Puri is the nearest place.
Puri è il luogo più vicino.
Many pilgrims they go to Puri and come from Puri here. So often I can know your news, your welfare news. If you want to stay in Vrindavan, no, it is very difficult. And those days they have to work for walk for 3 months
to reach to Vrindavan.
So such is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He taught us.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ci ha insegnato così.
He taught everything by
tutto.
Practicing it.
Praticando.
Acinyo dijya sastrartham acare sthapayattabhi swayam acarati jasmat acar jasthana kirtada. One who follows the dictations of the shastras and who practices it and delivers it to you all. So Mahaprabhu did it. Mahaprabhu was remarkable and his activities are remarkable.
And
nobody, acharyas even could not able to follow him. So Mahaprabhu told Haridas, who was doing 3 lakh namas, you are an acharya, and you preach and you practice. Everybody says you repeat namam, but nobody does namam. He was repeating 3 lakh namam. 3 lakh nam to repeat, it wants 24 hours. A day is 24 hours.
So,
how can he take food? How can he take bath? How can he go to latrine?
Yes,
he was doing everything. But while doing that action, he was repeating
nam.
Sleeping, sitting, doing nama.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We cannot imagine. the sacrifice of Harilastha. Mahaprabhu said, you wanted to go away before me.
What can I do?
It is my will. He said, yes, I am unable to do namam. Why should I survive? Why should I eat? I will go away tomorrow. By 10 o'clock I will go. My Lord, you allow me to go. And Mahaprabhu was there. He followed him. Mahaprabhu followed him. Now these are all activities are divine of the Lord. Divine. So all of us, we must follow the dictations of the Lord, of Gauranga. Master Gauranga has come here, Gauranga, Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya. Then, Gadadhar Pandit and Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivachadi, Srivak Pandit, all five are standing there.
So the five are already erect.
But we do our service, we offer our prayers, but we never want to follow them. So we quarrel for material thing, we quarrel. We cannot get devotion, Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti we should want. Now also, there is time, Lord will allow us to enter. Fools, rats, bears, angels we are to dread. Yes, it is a fact. But fools, rats, where angels are afraid of approaching. Fools, rats, by the grace of the Lord, even a fool. Now the warning has come. So I want to take leave of people sufficient what I told. All of us practice it. We will be happy. It is not for my satisfaction. I am now 90. And throughout my experience, 70 years experience, I never care for myself. I have not done anything for myself. So I have the experience, this experience. Nobody can challenge me, but I don't want to announce it. Unworthy. All of you are my well-wishers. All of you must bless me.
So
please, the footsteps, the foot, region, the Pada Padma, lotus feet of the Lord. That is my request.
Jai Shri Guru Maharaj Ki! Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Panchatattva ki jai.